PCJ Radio International presents the longest-running international show, The Happy Station Show, produced and presented by Keith Pehorn.
Well, it's Sunday again. Good morning, good afternoon, my friends. It's very nice to be with you for, well, the next little while, right here on your Sunday family show of Smiles Across the Miles, The Happy Station Show. There are a lot of things that we need to talk about today and get to. Let's do it by checklist, okay? Number one, we're giving a shortwave receiver away today. It's a shortwave receiver that only recently came out from Texan, and it's the PL-880, the PL-880. And if you want to have a chance to win, just send us your name and your phone number to the following email address, pcjcontest@gmail.com. That's pcjcontest@gmail.com. And name and phone number, and we will call the winner up at around 14:20 and 14:23 UTC. But you know, remember like last week we called up somebody first and they didn't answer. It went to voicemail. You have to be able to answer. Right. No voicemail. You know, no second chances. The first person who answered the phone is the winner. So do send it off. pcjcontest@gmail.com. Well, I want to wish, of course, everyone either a good morning, for example, in the United States and Canada right now, And also those in Latin America who are just waking up having their morning coffee. Hopefully, this is not too strange for you. I mean, waking up with me in the morning. And I say that because a number of years ago, I used to do a show in Montreal called Waking Up with Keith Parent. And my line on the show used to be, good morning and welcome to Waking Up with Keith Parent. And hopefully you didn't go to bed with me. And I used to begin every show like that. So hopefully you didn't. If you did, I feel sorry for you. So good morning to all our friends in the United States, and also good evening to our friends here in Asia who are listening on our usual frequency of 9335 kilohertz. This week's show, as you probably have gathered so far, is live again. And I'll explain a little bit later on in the show why we have been doing these live transmissions and what you can expect from us in the year 2014. Our first piece of music today is going out to a regular listener of ours who, for the most part, has always had a lot of difficulty in listening to us. But apparently now that we're in winter, and where he is, they're actually in summer. I'm talking about Australia. It's a very hot summer, by the way. And I was watching the news reports, and they were reporting temperatures of like 38 to 40 degrees centigrade, which is bleh. I know what that's like because we get that here in Taiwan, but with 100% humidity. So this is actually going out to our good friend, Michael Stevenson. I was thinking something else. Michael Stevenson, all the way in Port Macquarie in Australia. I know that you're in Eastern Australia, but the only song about Australia that I can find in the last 5 minutes was a song about South Australia. So just leave where you are right now and move to South Australia, Michael. Here going out to Michael Stevenson and all our friends down under today, South Australia, The Seekers, on your program, The Happy Station.
In South Australia, I was born. Heave away, all away. In South Australia, round Cape Horn. Down for South Australia. Heave away, you rolling kings, heave away, haul away, heave away, oh hear me sing, bound for South Australia.
When I sailed across the sea, heave away, haul away, my girl said she'd be true to me, bound for South Australia.
Heave away, you rolling kings, heave away, haul away, heave away, oh hear me sing, bound for South Australia.
when we lollop round Cape Horn. Heave away, haul away, and wish to God you'd never been born. Bound for South Australia.
Heave away, you rolling kings. Heave away, haul away. Heave away, or hear me sing. Bound for South Australia.
Wish I was on Australia's strand.
Heave away, haul away,
with a glass of whiskey in my hand.
Bound for South Australia. Heave away, you rolling kings. Heave away, haul away. Heave away, or hear me sing. Bound for South Australia. In South Australia I was born. Heave away, haul away. In South Australia round Cape Horn. Bound for South Australia. Heave away, you rolling kings. Heave away, haul away. Heave away, oh hear me sing. Bound for South Australia. Heave away, you rolling kings. Heave away, haul away. Heave away, oh hear me sing. Bound for South Australia.
South Australia, the Seekers, going out to our good friend Michael Stevenson all the way in Australia. And just a few moments ago, as that song was playing, I received a message on Facebook from our friend Victor Gunatelica, who was telling me that apparently CNR, which is China National Radio, has started to jam us onto that frequency. Now, I don't know if that is intentional or it is just a mistake, but while that song was playing, I tuned on to a radio that I have not too far away from me, and sure enough, I heard something. I'm like, wait a second, am I playing classical music by mistake and I didn't even know it? Well, we'll see what happens, but hopefully it's reaching to other areas. But I think, we'll look into it. I'll speak to Victor later on this week and we'll see what we can do. All right, well, it's now time to go into this week's mailbag. All right, now, what do we have this week? Actually, we have quite a few things that have come in. And our first one is from a listener in the United States by the name of Miss Carly Forsight. She lives in Madison, Wisconsin. And she said, I received your broadcast. We just got this, by the way, on December the 22nd from 8:30 in the morning to 9:30 in the morning. And it was included a song from Tom Meyer, which you're correct, the Chipmunks, and of course myself reading the story. I never knew PCJ had a Christmas broadcast until this year. Well, actually, that Christmas broadcast is something that we run every year at usually before Christmas, or if Christmas falls on a Sunday, also on a Sunday. If my reception report is valid, please send me a QSL card of your station. Well, don't worry, Carly, we have already sent that out to you. Next, actually, hello to Hiroshi Kayatama in Japan, to Dieter Kunst, who lives in Frensburg, Germany. And this is from when we did the 2 weeks transmissions to Germany via Nauen. So thank you very much for that. And this past week, I received, this is our first ever letter from a listener in Luxembourg. Yes, a letter from a listener in Luxembourg. And this person is what I would call very professional. His name is Arnold Heiles. And his reception report, I mean, too bad this isn't television, because this is what I call a perfect reception report with program details. So he listened to the whole thing. Simpo and everything. So thank you very much, Arnold, for that. He included a nice little letter here, which I'll read just a little bit from you. Dear Mr. Keith Powell, by chance I logged to your program this Sunday afternoon, and I found that you mentioned your program from Sunday to 13:30 to 14:30. I knew that Happy Station show from the days of Radio Nederland, and it was a good idea to give the show new life. Yes, we actually gave it new life. We took out the paddles, charged them up, and gave the show a jolly good zap. That's exactly what we did. Arnold, by the way, also included some very nice, I would say, beautiful, even artistic stamps from Luxembourg. Very, very nice indeed. So thank you very much, Arnold, for that. Hello to Richard B. Langley in, where is it? Here we go, New Brunswick in Canada. And he also wrote in to say that he tuned to the test transmission that we had on Saturday, which was yesterday, between 1330 UTC. Thank you very much for that. Apparently, he was at work. You know, I just picture it. He was at work, had the headphones on, and he's, you know, there's some sound and some static coming through, and people in his workplace are going, yes, this guy must be a spy. Yes. Next time I'll call out numbers. How about that? Okay. 3, 3, 3. I can't count higher than that. 4. Anyway. Next to John M. Fisher in the United States in Massachusetts. Hello to you. Hello to Ge Hua Biens. Who lives in Arnhem in Belgium. And he was listening last week via the transmission from Okeechobee on 11880. So apparently that transmission from Okeechobee was making its way there. Oh, sorry, I made a mistake. He was listening via a remote tuner in the United States. Well, that still counts. It still counts. I know that that frequency of 11880 has been received in some very strange places. So anyway, let us know. Next, actually, hello to Thomas Alley. Thomas Alley in Belleville, Ohio. Thank you to you. He was listening to us in his basement using a small wire antenna to improve quality. Well, I mean, I used to live in a basement apartment a number of years ago. And I know from experience that shortwave reception in the basement apartment can be, if at not trying. And finally, to Richard A. Delangio in Wyomissing. Is it Wyomissing? I think I'm pronouncing that correctly. Wyomissing, Pennsylvania, in the United States. Well, thank you to everyone we mentioned, of course. And thank you, of course, to everyone we didn't mention. But Victor Gunatelica and myself will reply with our QSL very shortly. Some of you may have already received them, and we're trying to do as much as we can before Chinese New Year sets in, because in two weeks' time, everything here in Taiwan will basically shut down for Chinese New Year. Everything. And to get anything done, it's a little bit of a hassle. That's the only thing I can say about that. I mean, okay, the stores are open, but banks are closed and post office is closed. So we'll do our best to get those out. If you want to send a reception report, if you have a music request, if you just want to say hello, this is how you do it. Our email address is pcjqsl@pcjmedia.com. That's pcjqsl@pcjmedia.com. If you want to write via snail mail, our postal address is PCJ Radio International, 8th floor, number 47, Lane 31, Sanmin Road. That's S-A-N-M-I-N, Sanmin Road, Section 1, New Taipei City, Banqiao, Banciao, Taiwan, 22070. All right. Now, before we get to our next piece of music today, somebody did ask me, they said, why don't you just get a P.O. Box number instead of reading out the Gettysburg Address all the time? Well, there is actually a very simple reason for that. Getting a P.O. Box number here in Taiwan is not always easy. Because they don't issue new ones. So the only way to get a P.O. box is, well, when somebody dies or something, or somebody gives it up. So we are on a waiting list. I mean, it would be a lot easier if we just said PCJ Radio International, P.O. box, blah, 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 Taipei, Taiwan, instead of going blah, 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 blah. That's our address. The show's over. Goodbye, so long, you know? Okay. Time now for some music. And this is a song that I have played before, but it is one of my favorite songs from the world of Bollywood cinema. The movie is called Hari Rama Hari Krishna. It stars Devanand, who also wrote it, produced it, and directed it. And it is the title song, one of the hit songs from it, Dam Marodam, performed by Asha Bolse. Song from one of my favorite Bollywood movies of all time, Hare Krishna Hare Rama, directed, produced, and also starred and co-written by one of the giants of Indian cinema by the name of Dev Anand. And it is a movie, by the way, I would suggest you watch. And I know that there's sort of a, you know, some people would say sort of this, people go, oh, Bollywood movies, they're all the same. Well, okay, that is true. There are so many musicals, you know, they're all musicals. But this is one that has a real solid story, a real solid story. I just want to remind you again about the radio that we're giving away today. We're going to be announcing the winner just after 1420 UTC. It's a Texan PL880, a Texan PL880. Send us your name and phone number to the email address pcjcontest@gmail.com. Well, we're now going to talk to a listener. Now, this is a guy, and I kind of wonder where he lives. And the reason why I say that, because we'll receive a reception report from him. One day he sends it from Japan. The next minute he sends it from the United States. And I remember one time he sent it from the United States and said, now I'm back in Japan, or something like that. Well, I'm talking actually about somebody who has been on the show before. His name is Sake Obara. Hello, Sake.
Hey, hello. Good morning, Keith.
And how is your morning?
Well, yeah, today not bad. I think we have sunshine here in New Jersey, northern New Jersey in the United States. Local time is the 9 a.m. The Sunday morning.
Right. Now, I was just mentioning, because you are from Japan, and
yes.
You also listen. How often do you travel between Japan and the United States?
Well, currently, I think probably almost every other month, I kind of back and forth in Japan and the U.S. That's kind of my style of my job.
Ah, so it's your job. So how long have you been going to the United States then?
Well, I moved to, currently I'm a non-permanent resident in the United States. I just moved, I think been almost 1 year.
Right. You know, I remember, I think it was either last year or the year before that I was asking listeners to send in audio clips that we will use on the show. And I remember the one that you sent in, where you sent it in and you were jogging. And I remember because it came in and I really didn't have a chance to listen to it in full. And it was on, and my engineer who's in the next room, he looked at me and he said, "It sounds like something else is going on here."
I see. Yeah. Yeah, that was funny. Yeah.
So when is your next trip back to Japan?
Well, I think probably sometime in February. I have some project there, and I just came back to Japan during the New Year's Day. I missed the previous two live shows of Happy Station, so I can be stay at home right. To listen to your program. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Sake, for tuning in today. You know, I told somebody earlier, I said, today we're going to kill two birds with one stone, because this is actually a listener from Japan who listens in Japan, and he's now in the United States, so we're calling up effectively, you can say, two places, two countries.
Okay.
All right, Sake, well, thank you very much. The next song is going out to our friend Sake Obata, and it's the 1960s classic Rescue Me by Fontana. Bass. Rescue Me, the fantastic Fontella Bass here on your program, Happy Station. Well, just a quick reminder again, we're going to be announcing who the winner is of the PL880. We're going to call you up. We're going to be calling the winner up. So you have to stand by your phone. We'll do that in a few minutes, but you can still send your emails. You still have time before we do a draw. Now, the names come in, the phone numbers, we write them on a little piece of paper, we put them into a bowl, and then just before we call, we reach in and then dial the number, who's ever on that piece of paper. The email address to send your name and phone number to is pcjcontest@gmail.com. That's pcjcontest@gmail.com. Now, I want to take a moment, actually, to talk to you about something, about the live broadcasts that we have been doing. Now, there is a reason for doing them. First of all, we wanted to see if we can do it. That was the first reason. The next reason, of course, and it's the more biggest one, kind of, we're finally going to be moving into a bit of a bigger office space. And we have to put more servers in place and all kinds of technical gadgets, just not just for our own streams, but also to run our website and our internet activities, because we're limited right now with what we can do, and we need to expand on that. So the way we do this is all the stations that have been relaying us, for example, right now, just the three that are relaying us right now, each of them have individual IP numbers that we send them to receive the audio. So they're listening to the audio on a specific IP just for them. Nobody else is using it. Now, this, of course, will mean our expansion into a streaming 24 hours online, which is what we plan to do this year at some point. Now, I want to announce today that from next week onward, we're going to be taking a short break from our shortwave schedule. Now, there's a reason for that. First of all, Chinese New Year is just around the corner. Number two, I have a television gig that I have to do, which I do every year at the same time. Number three, I'm going to be traveling. So we're going to stop it for a little bit, but don't worry, we're going to be coming back. And when we come back after the Chinese New Year, we're going to do something really fun. That's all I'm going to say right now. Really, really fun. Now, I know that there are some people listening right now that'll say, yeah, but you should be there all the time. Yeah, but you know what? This is my feeling, okay? I mean, we've seen shortwave stations dropping off like flies and everything, and people say, oh, nobody listens. But, you know, how about making it special? You know, during the summer, we took a short break while I was on vacation. Our programs went out as normal to our partner stations because that's actually a lot easier to do because we can record a whole bunch of them in advance and the stations can just download them. But for us to do live transmissions is actually, it's easy, but it takes a lot of planning from our side. And moving into our new space and upgrading our servers and putting more capacity, we're going to have something extraordinary when we come back. So don't worry about it. Really, don't worry about it, okay? That's all I'm going to tell you right now. The next thing is just to talk a bit about our own shortwave transmitter site that we're building here in Taiwan. Well, finally this past week, the last bit of paperwork was done so we can receive the 5 kilowatt from RIS transmitters in Croatia. It was a bureaucratic nightmare. A bureaucratic nightmare, that's putting it mildly. And before RIS can actually crate it, which they haven't done yet, they're doing that next week, crate it, put it onto a ship, and then send it to Taiwan, we had to make sure that every bit of paperwork at our end was okay to import it into Taiwan. And I think my hair, which was a little gray before, has gone completely white. It was a bureaucratic nightmare. Anyway, it's finally done. And we told RIS to crate it up next week, and then they're going to drop it into a container. Hopefully they don't drop it into a container, but they load it carefully into a container, and then ship it to Taiwan. And pretty soon, I will be uploading some pictures about how the construction looks at the site. There's still a lot of work. And the reason why work has stopped a few times is because of weather. As you're probably aware, we're in a typhoon zone and an earthquake zone, and we have to follow certain building codes. But if the ground is wet, they can't work because the ground is too unstable and solid. They have to wait till it's dry, and then they can do it. And I think by the end of it, I'm going to be 80 years old. I'm going to look, well, I'll still be 43, but I'll look like a man who's 83, if I'm not already there yet. Okay, time now for music. And when we come back, we're going to be calling up who the winner is of that PL 880. Now, you still have 5 minutes, a whole 5 minutes to send us an email. Okay, you have 5 minutes left. The email address is pcjcontest@gmail.com. That's pcjcontest@gmail.com. So you still have time while the next song is playing, which is 5 minutes. And it's Gloria Gaynor with I Am What I Am. Yes, the wonderful Gloria Gaynor, and I am what I am, here on your program, Happy Station from PCJ Radio International. Well, it's now time to draw, and as that just 10 seconds ago, just as the music was fading down, somebody reached in, grabbed a paper with a piece of name on it, and they're now entering the phone number of that person. So hopefully they will answer. So hopefully they will answer. So let's see if they do pick up. If not, we have to go to the next one. I should let you know, of course, when you do call, please make sure that you turn the sound on your radio down.
Hello.
Hello, may I speak to TR Rajesh, please?
Yes, I'm Rajesh.
Hello, TR. It's Keith here at PCJ Radio International.
Hello, Keith.
How are you?
I just on ringing this number, I understood.
Well, I just want to say congratulations. You've won the PL 880.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. I am very much surprised to know that I have won that radio.
Well, congratulations to you. We will contact you after the show so we can get all your details from you so we can send it off to you, okay?
Okay.
Talk to you later.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, there we go. Now, I have some really good news for you. What was I going to say? Oh, no. I think I'll keep that as a surprise for when we come back. You know, it's the kind of thing sometimes you find, you know something and you want to start talking about it right away. And I'm thinking, I think I'm going to wait. I have some really good news about something. Now, if you want, of course, find out what that is, you can follow us on our Facebook. Just do a search for PCJ Media and PCJ Radio. Before we go, I just want to do a shout out actually to some people that have posted some messages on Facebook. Apparently, 11835 is having its ups and downs today. I don't know what's going on with that. We had that interference from CNR, which was like 10 minutes. And 11835, there was some frequency mix-ups with my alter ego, Brother Stare. And it's coming, it's going. I don't know. We'll find out what's going on with that, and we'll post it later on. I do want to say hello to Dan Sebnick in the United States. Hello to you. Also to Neil Hendrixa, who's tuning to us in South Africa. Shippe Garg, I believe is the pronunciation of your name. Hello to you. And hello to our good friend Partha. All the way in India as well. And of course, everybody else that we just couldn't get to. We just couldn't get to every single person. Mind you, somebody suggested that we do get to every single person. And I said to them, well, that would be an interesting show. In fact, it actually has been done before. I have a copy of it somewhere. But way back in, what year was it? I think it was the early 1960s. Eddie Starts did an edition of Happy Station where he asked people to send in their greetings from all around the world. Now, this was at a time when Happy Station was running 80 minutes. And all they did for 80 minutes was run all these messages. Eddie came on, introduced it, and that was it. They just ran message after message after message. And I have to admit, when you listen to it, it is interesting, but it also is a little boring at the same time, you know. I think we should dig up some of those recordings and use them on the show at some point. They were quite interesting. And I think that'd be interesting to track these people down and say, by the way, do you remember in such and such a year when you sent this to Eddie Starts? Well, guess what? We have it. How would you like it back? You know? Anyway, time now for music. This is a singer from the Netherlands. His name is Ronald Douglas. And he issued a CD. Many CDs. But this is one going back a few years that's called From Bing to Sting. Bing referring to Bing Crosby and Sting, well, referring to Sting. It's a combination of popular standards and also modern songs that are quite fantastic, especially the way Ronald Douglas does them. This is one that was made popular by Eric Clapton, Tears in Heaven.
Would you know my name if I saw you in heaven? Would you feel the same if I saw you in heaven? I must be strong and carry on, 'cause I know I don't belong in heaven. Would you hold my hand if I saw you in heaven? Stand if I saw you in heaven. I'll find my way through night and day, 'cause I know I just can't stay in heaven. Time can bring you down, time can bend your knees, time can break your heart, have you beg and plead? Back in I saw you in heaven. Would you feel the same if I saw you in heaven? I must be strong I know I don't belong here in heaven. 'Cause I know I don't belong here in heaven. I know I don't belong here in heaven.
Dutch singer Ronald Douglas singing the hit by Eric Clapton called Tears in Heaven. And I have to say that every song on this CD is something that I absolutely love. There's songs like, you know, the Van Hoosen song, Moonlight Becomes You, Maybe September, Baby It's Cold Outside, Born Free. And then you have songs like Fragile, How to Keep the Music Playing, Truly, which is, of course, by Lionel Richie, and the one we took a listen to now. And you can actually find the CD. It's available on a label called Munich Records. The version that I have was one that was especially released for Radio Nederland when it came out. And the Radio Netherlands version has two extra songs that are not on the original album. But do go and pick it out. If somebody's interested in information about it and the singer, let me know, and I'll post it on our website. Now, those of you listening to this program right now are probably also hearing this show, along with shortwave, on medium wave and FM. Now, just 2 weeks ago, I received a very strange message from one of our partner stations in the United States, KBCT, in Waco, Texas, where this show has been airing for more than 3 years, actually almost 4 years now. What was a message to say that as of January 1st, Happy Station was no longer being carried on KBCT. And I was curious to find out why. Basically, what happened is the station changed format. It previously had an all-talk format, except for the late evenings when this show aired. And on January the 1st, they changed to an urban hip-hop format. Now, it's not just changing format that's peculiar, but basically the station, well, it wasn't sold. Nobody bought the radio station. It's the same people working there. But somebody approached the radio station and said, look, we want to buy every hour that you have. Yes, they bought 24 hours of airtime 7 days a week to create a whole new station. And I was talking with after I got an email from the program director, I called him up and I said, it's a little strange. I mean, I've heard of people buying an hour here, but a whole station. He said, yeah, they just bought the whole station. I said, well, what, you were the program director before. What do you do now? Because they're basically programming their own music. And he says, well, effectively, I'm getting paid to do nothing. So, those of you who are listening right now, who used to listen on KBCT, that's why the show is no longer being carried there. But don't worry, because you can always find it at our website, www.pcjmedia.com. That's www.pcjmedia.com. And just click on Happy Station. We do have a list of some of the stations that carry us. And if you go and check it out, you'll find that a number of the stations do live stream. So you, depending, of course, on the time of day and where you're located, you can also listen to us like that. Anyway, do let us know how you listen to the program. We always want to hear from you, pcjqsl at pcjmedia.com. Anyway, I am going to leave you right now because it is time that I go. You see, you guys that listen to the show on the partner stations, you get a whole extra 15 minutes. We can do that for you. We're going to end today with Alanis Morissette and Hands Clean. But I wonder if she really does have clean hands. Anyway, that's what we're ending with. So until next time, friends, I'm Keith Powell, wishing you well, saying so long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara.
This would have happened. If you weren't so wise beyond your years, I would have been able to control myself. If it weren't for my attention, you wouldn't have been successful. And if it weren't for me, you would never have amounted to very much.
ourselves and not tell any members of our inner posse. I wish I could tell the world, cause you're such a pretty thing when you're done up properly. I might wanna marry you one day if you watch that weight and you keep your firm body.
I'm Peter Anthony Holder, and I would like you to join me for a very eclectic and different kind of radio show. It's called the Stuff File Program. Where else would you get to hear a well-renowned Hollywood acting teacher, a best-selling science fiction writer, a guy who teaches llamas how to be golf caddies, or the man who has Hitler's toilet, all wrapped up with some of the oddest news stories around? It's a rhetorical question. There's only one place. The Stuff File Program with me, Peter Anthony Holder. There are various ways to catch the show. You can find it at my website at peteranthonyholder.com. Check out my blog at peteranthonyholder.blogspot.com. Find it at cyberstationusa.com, radioforall.net, or simply subscribe to it on iTunes. You've forgotten all those places already, haven't you? Okay, just Google the title. It's called The Stuff File Program, and stuff is spelled S-T-U-P-H. Catch it, enjoy it, and have a chuckle or two. The Stuff File Program with me, Peter Anthony Holder. Radio will never be the same again.